Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to Be the Man with the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. Ric, what's going on, man? How are you, dude?
Aside from Conrad Thompson, the Conrad Addison, and you keeping me in the headlights, nothing else. Right, good, brother. I'm a rock star again, thanks to you.
We are so glad that the news is out. We're going to be getting together for StarCast 5, Nashville, Tennessee. It's happening at the very end of July. On July 29th, we're going to have the roast of Ric Flair. And Ric, you've got a Rolodex like no other. I know you've been making inroads and reaching out to a whole bunch of folks. We're going to have a ton of celebrities there to go ahead and pay homage to your great career. And then the next day, we just announced this morning, we're doing a Horseman panel, man. We got the whole gang back together. That. We got J.J. Dillon, Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson, Barry. Come on, man. That's going to be awesome.
That's a legendary statement in a total moment.
And here's
how to follow that.
I can't wait until fans see what the backdrop is going to be for that once-in-a-lifetime photo op. But maybe my favorite part is, we get to relive the glory days of Jim Crockett Promotions. And on Sunday, July 31st, the day after SummerSlam at 6:05 Eastern, because when else would we start? We're bringing back Jim Crockett Promotions for one night only. How fun is this going to be, Ric?
My God, I'm over the top excited about it. I just want to address a few things that I think that people need to hear about is that, you know, there's a lot of negative. I would say 70% positive, but for the 30% of people that are worried about me getting in the ring and wrestling again, first of all, I assure you that I've been in a ring a lot more than I've shown on social media. I have to get quicker. I have to get faster. I've got too much to do that. I'm in better shape now than I was. I'm better shape now because I train with Rob, John Cena's personal trainer, than I've ever been in my life in terms of cardio. I've never been a cosmetic wonder boy. So I am going to wear a shirt, but I can assure you that in 2.5 months, I will put on a clinic on what real wrestling and what wrestling should be about. I'm never going to be able to do it all. God bless those that can. I'm never going to be able to do a lot of stuff. But work, punch, kick, fundamentally, teach guys what makes a business the difference in being good and being great, or even being on the show. A lot of people are going to say, holy shit. Those that were doubters are going to say, holy shit. And shame on you. I'm saying it loud and clear. Shame on you. You think I would put myself in a position to fail. And for the other people who don't follow up to social media to understand, if you don't see how much money I make from Cameo, that alone I can live on the rest of my life. I just made a commercial for a new image, a rejuvenation clinic, another commercial for Car Shield. My life is good. I don't need the money. But maybe you know what? I do like the glory. I'm never going to walk away from it. If I have a chance to get myself over, I'm going to do it. It's what I've been doing my whole life. Now, how many times I've been written off and shit on by promoters, and you know the list just ends since Jim Crockett Promotion closed down. You don't understand. If I can crash that airplane with a pilot killed and two guys are paralyzed, and get back on another plane and fly 6 months later, you can do anything. So I almost died 4 years ago, got a pacemaker, almost died of a blood clot, 4 heart operations in 7 weeks. I'm good to go. And I'm going to decide how I want to go. So not for the money, guys. I have to make a lot of money. Everything Conrad touched makes money. And I'm out of the department, but this is about me doing what I've done my whole life. And I watch wrestling every day because I love it and I respect the guys in it.
Well, what we're trying to do is tell a story. And I do,
that's it. That's it.
I do, I do appreciate that there's a lot of concern out there because they love you, Rick, and I don't take it as a negative that they're concerned about you. They want
well,
you
to I don't either. I want to assure them that I appreciate that concern. But you know what? When you've been where I've been and this close so many times, and now I feel great, I'm in better shape. I use an example of that. One of that tour with Hogan, weighed 250 pounds, out of shape, I was drinking too much. I still drink. I don't care what you call me or whatever you want to call me. I drink. But I drive 50 minutes each way to work out with Rob. And for people who understand fitness, I can do 5,000 meters in 10 minutes on an Aerodyne bike. I can do 2,000 meters on a rowing machine. I can do 500 free squats in 16 minutes. So what else do you want me to do?
Well, you know, I know that, again, a lot of the criticism comes from a good place, but you and I got to hang out recently, and you showed me that when you were working out with Rob, who, again, you've sort of name dropped as being John Cena's personal trainer from Hard Knocks there.
Well, not only that, he was a strength and fitness coach at the University of Georgia. He's running the NFL combine. It's not just working out. He beat right. my ass out.
The point is, he put you through the paces, and he showed you what your levels were. And that's how you could sort of see, can I really do this? Am I ready? And the rating came back off the charts as ultra, which he admitted to you, he had never even seen before, right?
I know. Yes.
So I understand there is a concern, you know, but here's the deal. As we've heard from a lot of folks over the years, people have said, Rick ain't human. He's an alien, as I think.
It's not just that. I mean, David Cropp, who was going to join for a while ago, said, you know, when I wrote my back, they told me I'd never wrestle again, right? Well, you believe everything you hear from doctors, but after my series of illnesses in 2017 and the four heart surgeries, everybody's got an opinion. And everybody's got a different opinion. So I followed one heart doctor that I was the most confident in, the guy I liked the most. And I called him and said, I want to do this. And he said, the explanation, the only thing I was worried about was getting unplugged with my pacemaker. And he said, Rick, there's enough scar tissue around that thing now. I believe it'll hold. If you want to do it, do it. That was the answer. That was the only concern. And the other concern was, which I haven't had in a long time, but would have been the when I get dizzy because of the equilibrium issues I have with the inner ear problem. Mm-hmm. But I haven't had that since I wrestled Edge in a ladder match. So, no, I mean, there's just a couple of concerns, but I'm not afraid of it, and I have more self confidence, which is important for me personally, than I had when I wrestled Sean. Especially being if this is going to be a tag match for a format.
Yeah, well, we're you know, not.
It'll be whoever we decide to go with. If it's a single match, then I got to start preparing differently. I'm ready. I'm not going to go out and embarrass myself, and I'm not going to do anything to tarnish my legacy.
I want to be clear to everyone listening. We have a plan. We're smarter than we look. We're going to make sure that we frame Rick in the most positive light possible and give him a proper send off, because Rick, you know, no disrespect to Impact or TNA. I know you had a lot of fun there, but it is more fitting, I think, that your last match happens, you know, in a Jim Crockett, under a Jim Crockett Promotions banner. I mean, when you think back on your favorite time of your career, it always comes back to the Crockett days, does it not?
Absolutely. That was the best time of my life. The best time of a lot of guys' life. You kidding me? Jim Crockett Promotions. If we had just stayed east of the Mississippi, we'd still be around the job.
You know, and of course, we couldn't bring back a Jim Crockett promotion show without the help of the Crockett family. And that night, being on the call, making it feel just like it was back in the day, and our guest today joining us, the legendary Mr. David Crockett. Mr. Crockett, welcome to the show.
David, it's not bad. Rick, there is no way you're going to stay down. No way.
No way. Exactly.
If a plane crash can't keep you, nothing else will.
I got news for you. I'll be buying kamikaze. Where are we staying at, Conrad?
Where's the party? Conrad, where's the party?
Come We're on. Not going to tell you right here. Stay tuned.
Come on. We got to mess up.
18 to 28, no boyfriends, no husband.
Something's never changed.
That's what the show was for, TBS. It was so we could promote where he's going to be, the hotel and the party.
The dad Marriott gave us those $10 rates, you know, what the hell.
Oh, Sabatino's.
Yeah.
Sabatino's.
Hey, you better have Gary Joker at the show to give me a drop. Like, oh, man. In the old days, they used to have to get a drop of Gary Joker to get out of the hotel.
You know, I don't know that I even caught you up on this yet, Rick, but Gary Juster is going to be on site. He's helping us put together the seating chart and the plan for this thing. And
hell yeah. And
Crockett, we didn't get caught up on this, but we've got a commitment.
Well, give us some cash and a credit card to get me out of town with. That's real life. He gave me $6,000 one night in Middleman. I said I had to get Jimmy to specially sign off on this. I think that I needed a draw on Sunday to get home.
He took a draw at every match, every building.
Well, that way your wife can't keep track of your goddamn credit card. Jesus Christ. That's no fun.
There you go.
That's less than 1-8-1-8-0-1.
Well, Mr. Crockett, I know that you and I have been reliving some of the great memories of Jim Crockett Promotions with Bonnie over the last year or so on his podcast, What Happened When? And man, it just felt right that if Rick was going to do one last match, it should happen under a Jim Crockett Promotions banner. And I'm so glad that you're a part of all this and going to help us sort of pump some life back into this thing. How excited are you, Mr. Crockett?
Oh, I am terribly excited. And that the fact is that you're not going to have a match, especially Ric Flair's last match, without me being there. Whether I'm a spectator, announcer, or road carrier, I'm going to be there, definitely. And I am so happy that Jim Crockett Promotions, that's right, Jim Crockett Promotions, Ric Flair's final match. It's going to be fantastic. The crowd, the viewers, it's going to be electric. I'm serious. Rick, I heard you talking before. You're going to give a lesson in wrestling, quote, wrestling, that it's going to go down in history. It's going to go, Wikipedia is going to use it, because when you talk about wrestling today, it's all choreographed, scripted, everything. And you're going to go out there just like you used to, where, okay, Rick's going to do an hour, and we don't know what's going to happen in that hour, but he's going to do an hour, and all the fans are, and all of us are spellbound about what you did in the ring and do in the ring. You know, you're one of a kind. I think they're going to stuff you and put you in the Smithsonian.
With my rope. Well, my body parts are already assigned to Duke.
I can see that. Oh, man.
What the hell kept them alive?
Matter of fact, you know,
Conrad came to visit me with Megan for a weekend. And at the end of the second day, Megan said, "You're going upstairs and we're only popping back at night." You weren't allowed to come off the third night.
I got put in time out.
We went to Hula Bandit the whole night. Conrad said, "Conrad, did I pay for the buy me a Conrad down here? I can't like this shit." If I could have with him for a week, he'd have a 65-foot Sierra right now.
Yeah,
that ocean boy is a little different, right, man?
It's unbelievable. The thing that made me chuckle a little bit with all the naysayers these last couple of days, Rick, has been, "Oh, Rick must be broke and needs the money." Rick lives in a $2 million penthouse and has 1,000-horsepower boat and drives the Batmobile around town. He's doing just fine. Yeah, this is about legacy.
That's all. That's all. That's all those dumb ads that think about. Is there that fucking money, kid? You know what's funny? I guess Cameo put up something I heard the other day about the top earner for Cameo. That alone is more money than I ever make working for WCW. Well, maybe the last year. So I'm not worried about that. It's just, I'm having fun, guys, and I appreciate the respect, but I'm just having fun. I like being part of it. I'd be a liar if I said it.
Well, we would also be disingenuous if we said that, you know, whatever the plan may be, which we're not revealing because that's the fun of wrestling, boys and girls. We want you to tune in. We want you to go to RicFlairsLastMatch.com. StarCast bracelets go on sale this Friday so you can see all the roast and see the horseman panel and do the meet and greets with the horsemen and all the other superstars that'll be there. But the Ric Flair Last Match event is a separately ticketed event once StarCast closes down on Sunday, July 31st. Those tickets go on sale next Friday. When you buy a ticket, you're going to see a Jim Crockett promotion style show. It's going to look and feel just like it used to, with the help of Mr. Crockett. You know, we've got permission and we've got the trademarks going and we've got the theme music, and I can reveal now we're even recreating the old television set. And Mr. Crockett, you've seen the drawings and the rendering. It's going to look
exactly like it.
I think it's important too, but you know, it's not just one match. That's just the match I'm in.
Yes.
We're going to look like what, six matches on the card?
There's seven matches on the card. We don't want to reveal them all yet.
I know.
Crossing our T's and dotting our I's, but it's going to be a real show. But in fairness, it's not going to be a 60-minute Broadway, you know, one-on-one, man-on-man competition. This is going to be something that we feel safe with and that we feel comfortable with and that we're going to have a lot of fun with, because by God, that's the reason we wanted to do this, is to have fun. Yes, exactly. Making money is nice, but as a fan, I can't tell you what it meant to me to be in the crowd in New York City for ECW's One Night Stand. We didn't have a final ECW show. Well, we did, but we didn't know it was at the time. And I like the idea of us going in and knowing, you know what, one last time, let's give those the same thing we gave to those ECW fans in 05, myself included. Let's give that to the fans of Jim Crockett Promotions. It's great for the Crockett family, and we're going to have the whole family there. It's great for the Flair family and everybody who respects the history. This is going to be a lot of fun, is it not, Mr. Crockett?
Oh, it's going to be out of this world. I'm sitting there just listening to you, listening to Rick, and my mind is going back and realizing how much fun we did have. And yes, I would do it again in a second. I would. And Rick, you
we're gonna bash off to a Conrad. Oh, it should have been 46 days in a row. Woo!
You fans, you're gonna be spellbound. You're gonna stand up and applaud. Matter of fact, you'll probably stand up from the beginning to the end, applauding. You'll cry, and you'll walk away knowing that you've seen the very best in the world. I'm serious. Bullshit.
Probably a shadow. It'll be good.
You're right. The thing is, through the three of us, and every time we talk about fun, you're going to have fun there. You know, it's not going to be where you're going to sit and just watch. You're going to participate as a fan. You know, it's going to be the wrestlers, the talent that's there. You know, we're going to do everything we can to create an atmosphere that you will tell your grandchildren and your great grandchildren about.
Well, and also, I know I'm exhausting this part, but we are going to have a whole school Jim Crockett Promotions party afterwards. Oh yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. As a matter of fact, I have a friend that gave Conrad several ideas for venues to have. We're going to have a private party.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We can't.
Rick is going to pass out invitations to certain people that he sees.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I'm honored to say, I don't want to give their names up, but there are 10 people from the WWE that are coming, for sure. They've all called me and said they wouldn't miss it. So, you know, it's not like it's off limit to the kids if they want to come. And I still have a lot of friends there, and I hope some of them do. I know some of them are for a fact, but so I'm excited about that. I'm not trying to prove a point to anybody else but myself.
No, Rick, you cross over all lines. You know, all what do we call wrestling organizations. It's not just Jim Crockett Promotions. It's not just WWE or WCW or TNA. You know, it just goes on and on. You are the mark that everybody wants to get to. You're the pinnacle. You know, the way, okay. You know, and a lot of people resent that. No, I'm serious.
I know they do.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Because, you know, you cannot walk anywhere. I've seen it. I've stood back and watched you go to an airport or go to a football game, basketball game. The basketball players and football players come to you. You know, yeah. And you look at some of the things they do, at when they score a point or touchdown, it's woo, right?
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah. So, you know, Charles Barkley, when you were in the hospital and we were scared to death, you weren't going to be around. Who came to see you? Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
You know, and that's special. The big man. Yeah. That is really.
Yeah. Well, he'll be there. He'll be there. Don't worry about that. He'll be in town.
Everybody, what did you used to say? Big, bright lights.
Pretty ladies, in Nashville.
That's gonna be a star-studded affair. And as he walks through that Nashville airport, well, actually, he won't have to. He'll drive. But you get the idea. Everybody's going to say, "There goes the man."
There goes Space Mountain.
Space Mountain's under renovation. We'll talk about that a little 60 later.
60-minute man. No. We're not going to talk about that. Okay.
With Mount Everest, my new product. Hotline, Mount Everest.
Stay tuned to Ric Flair on social media, and of course at Starcast Events on social. We're going to continue to announce all the other happenings and goings on, including, and I can't believe this is real, we've got Jim Crockett Promotions merch, and we might actually have more than they used to this time. We want you to get your feel of all things nostalgia. You know, wrestling is great when you watch great matches and great moves and star ratings and all that. And we enjoy breaking all of that down. But what we're all chasing is the way it made us feel when we first watched it. I mean, as a fan now, I watch and I try to remember and hope that I can feel like I did when I was a kid. And man, that's what this show is about. It's about fun and nostalgia. And just let's get that feeling again one last time for Rick's last match. And what a great way to celebrate that last match than watch one of the biggest events in Jim Crockett history. I think today we're going to be watching the second biggest crowd that ever watched a JCP show. Of course, the biggest was against Nikita, a stadium show in Charlotte. But we came back one year later, July 5th, 1986, and there's 23,000 fans here on hand to see you take on Ricky Morton in a steel cage. And we've got that footage. So, Mr. Crockett, if you would, we want to watch that match and relive some of the great moments of Jim Crockett with you. And let's get ready for the end of July. How's that sound?
Love to. This would be great.
Well, let's do it. Let's roll that beautiful bean footage, Mr. Kaufman, and let's watch one of the greats, Nature Boy Ric Flair, and the one half of the Rock and Roll Express, Ricky Morton.
All right, now you look at Tommy Young. All right, Ricky Morton's got
the face mask
on his nose, face mask. Now, Rick, you had something to do with that, didn't you?
Well, remember we got him down, a four horseman in the locker room of Greensboro, scrubbed his face and broke his nose. So it was a great situation with Ricky. I mean, just a great worker. And on top of that, he's a great guy. Wrote top notch.
For what it's worth, we should mention that I've been in contact with Ricky Morton, and of course, he wants the Rock and Roll Express as part of their farewell tour. They want to be a part of our show on Jim Crockett Promotions for July 31st, so you can count them in. And I'm sure we're going to have Tommy Young. I've been in touch with him. Mr. Tommy Young is going to be walking around, hanging out with us. And all the greats that we can line up, man, they're going to be there.
And here comes the man, the blinking star, the constellation.
Mr. Crockett, how did this come to be? The helicopter entrance, what a big-time entrance this was. Did you help put that together?
They came to us and said, Channel 9 said, Harold Johnson, who was the sports director there, said, you think you might want to do this? Sure. Why not? And so Channel 9, Harold Johnson, they're bringing that helicopter into the stadium in Charlotte. Legion Stadium there.
That's from a local news channel, right?
Yes. Harold Johnson was a huge wrestling fan. And that relationship, I established that relationship with him because when I first got there, David and Jimmy had me do the original muscular dystrophy telethon with Channel 9. Remember, David? Over the mall, kind of went every year and made it that. And became friends with that whole family over there.
And also, it broke down some barriers of what people thought of wrestling and wrestlers. It's not the carny wrestling, that these guys are truly professional, and Rick was the one that showed the way. And it's good publicity for them. I mean, look at all the people in the stadium, that are waiting for this.
Yeah, we've got 23,000 paid here. We also had a performance by a skydiving team, a concert from Waylon Jennings. I mean, this was a star-studded affair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Waylon Willie and the ball.
Is this the coolest entrance you think you ever had, Rick, coming in with a helicopter?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because it, from there, I have to remember, it looked like there were 35 or 40,000 people there. I mean, so it was. Actually, I thought it was 28K. Was it just 23?
I think the year before with Nikita was 27.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, here's another spoiler since we've already given some today. That robe that you're wearing right there is being recreated, and that's what we're going to be sporting for your very last match. How cool is that, Mr. Crockett?
That is really, I can't believe that you've got somebody to be able to do the detail in Rick's robe. I mean, he had some gorgeous, gorgeous robes. One of a kind.
This was one of the more recognizable, more famous, and amongst my collector friends, one of their absolute favorites because of the simplicity of it. But Olivia Walker, man, she was on another level, wasn't she, Rick?
Oh my God. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've been around a couple of those roles in the last couple of weeks at Comic-Cons and signings. And I tried to buy them back for $100,000 and the guy spoke. They all going to back there. So.
So you should charge them and sign it. Sign the robe for them.
It's funny. One of these days, because Conrad's got the peacock robe up, I keep having to promote it. I work for Ryan Fitterman, who's a phenomenal guy at Fitterman Sports. And one of these shows, I'm going to ask Conrad, he'll come. I know he won't go out of his sight. I don't blame him. He lets me use the gold one, which I used for a commercial yesterday, New Image Medical Products, but the two photo ops with, because I can charge so damn much money with, it's ridiculous. That peacock robe is that, I didn't make any money in that A&E thing with the lost creditors, but you guys think gave people some insight. To all about it, but we'll know what it is.
There's Harold Johnson. He's making the announcement.
That's WSOC Channel 9, right?
Yes.
Yep.
ABC station affiliate.
Look at there, man. Purple knee pads, purple trunks, the big gold belt, and a little mask for Ricky Morton. And this is, I guess we should mention, Ricky Morton at this point is one half of the hottest tag team in all of wrestling. At this point, Jim Crockett Promotions had grown to where they weren't just running one show a night. They were running two towns a night and sometimes three. And oftentimes it would be Flair and Dusty on one card selling out. and it would be the Rock and Roll Express and the Midnights on the other, also selling out, right, David?
Oh, yes. Matter of fact, at one time we had a match in Greensboro, which was Rick and Dusty, and we had a match in Charlotte, which was Rock and Roll Express and Midnight Express, if I remember correctly. And Charlotte sold out, and Greensboro came close to selling out. But, you know, it's – and Ricky Morton definitely will tell you that. And he was very proud of that, you know, especially going up against Rick and Dusty, you know.
Yeah, Morton and I did 18 consecutive hour Broadways.
Wow.
In 2 weeks. Every day of the week, and then twice on Sunday for 2 consecutive weeks.
Yeah. Well, we had to do something so you could drink more.
Yeah, I know.
They had to sweat it out.
But the people bought it. The sad thing was that, remember, at the 30-minute mark, you had Gibson coming down, right? Then Iron came down, and Iron said, "This is bullshit, me standing on it. Oh. I need me a cold one." Hey, you're not going drinking without me, buddy.
Yeah. By the way, you're talking about a Crockett. There's one right there with a camera. That's Jackie. Yep,
the Jackie. There he is. Yeah.
And we're going to do our darndest to make sure Mr. Jackie Crockett is there. And we're going to have some celebrity folks working the ring bell for us, and special guest ring announcers. And this is going to be special, guys. We're pumped. And by the way, if you can't make it to the show at the end of the month, no problem. It'll be on, I believe it'll be on traditional pay-per-view and Fight as well. All the details are at RicFlairsLastMatch.com. And we're even going to have some special opportunities to pre-order the show with some pretty fun perks you're not going to want to miss if you're a big time collector.
Rick, I want to ask you about Tommy Young. I'm watching, he is totally into a match.
Like nobody else. Unbelievable.
You know, Ricky, Morton's got you in that headlock, and there again, this is an hour, right?
No, I think they go like 23 minutes.
No. Okay. The cage, only couple guys that did an hour with the cage, Steamboat.
Okay. Oh, I know what that means, pounding away on your head.
Hey, no, you know what? Okay. Morton, let me, you know, I would knock the shit out of Morton. He didn't care. He stood in there, boy.
Well, you got that from Valentine, Johnny Valentine.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, I got it for getting that shifty out of him with my wobble. That was my Valentine didn't teach me anything.
Man, you learned from some of the very best in the world.
Oh, I did. Absolutely. I learned it with Val. But, you know, it's funny. If you take a little bit, my buddy, I'm the first to admit, I took stuff from Nick Bockwinkel. I took stuff from Ray Stevens, obviously, Murdoch, Dusty. I mean, nobody, they might think they did it all on their own, but everybody learns something from somebody. Even to this day, I see Ashley had something to her repertoire. You can never stop learning.
Right. If you stop learning, then you might as well retire, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not that. It's just that you can never learn enough.
And that goes for everything.
And whether it be a facial or how to sell a hold or just, you know, how to make the people think that you really have a difficult time or a bad place. It's just a lost art.
Yeah, I believe that. I know in television, you know, I was never satisfied with the program. I liked it, but there's always something we could do better. A camera shot, an effect, you name it. Even the event, you know, they can always be better.
Yeah. And, you know, going back to you guys announcing it, the announcers can make or break a wrestler, right? Or a match. You know what I mean? It's always good to be on the good side of the announce team.
Well, never had a problem with your matches, definitely.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I am such a fan.
These outdoor shows, Mr. Crockett, did you prefer a stadium show or... Yeah, I've heard some wrestlers say the noise just went straight up, so it didn't feel as hot of a crowd with an open top as compared to closed. Was that your experience as well?
I can understand how they say that, but yeah, a building would capture the noise, but there again, if you mic it correctly, then yes, we're going to have the sound that we want. And, in most cases we mic'd it to where the viewer felt like they were at ringside, that they were in that match.
Definitely. Why that guy in a purple tongue to the working fool. That's how you sell something, boys.
Watching this, it's so many memories. So that, good job. Oh, yes.
Because of Ricky, I just can't say it. He and Steamboat and Shawn Michaels, I mean, just a few guys that have ever gotten to that point where they would sell something. Look at Morton.
All right. I want to ask something here. I'm watching you two. You really are not saying much to each other, are you? It's just feeling your way through.
No, I'm talking. He's listening.
All right.
Trust me. Someone's got to always talk.
Yeah, but you haven't
He knew I was. What were you thinking? No.
Yeah.
Especially outdoor shows, they were different. Couldn't even get to each other. No, you trusted me. You knew I was going to take care of.
See, that's totally different than today. That, everything is sort of prearranged, gone over.
Jack got a mask off now. I got it back on.
What a great story you guys were telling here. And Rick, what's interesting about this is, on the other channel, Hulk Hogan has a heel factory. And so Hulk Hogan's a big hulking man, clearly, and he's going to take on even bigger guys. So he just needs one monster after another. But here you're able to back away and cower away from a guy who's even a little smaller than yourself. I mean, that's telling a story, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Ricky's 40 pounds lighter than I am.
Right.
I'm probably about 245 there. And he's probably, like right at 200.
Wow.
Ricky, but he's a working bull.
It's his charisma that, his energy level that makes him much bigger in a match. He's like that chihuahua that comes after a pit bull. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mr. Crockett, this is, as we said, the second largest crowd in JCP history. The first largest was in this same building, the stadium there in Charlotte, a year before, I think to the day, against Nikita. Charlotte was home away from home. I mean, I know it's not really home away from home. That was your home base, but Greensboro being the spiritual home of Starrcade, is that sort of one and two for you, Greensboro and Charlotte?
Yes. One and two, Charlotte and Greensboro. Now, every night town would be Greenville, South Carolina. That was always a excellent crowd base there.
Yeah, the thing about Greensboro is because what was such a dream place for us, so we were just, even though it was 100 miles away, we were forced to spend the night because we just wanted to make sure the city, the city knew we were committed to their financial well-being.
Yeah, definitely forced to spend the night.
I have to say, my God, the hotel and everything, everybody's taking care of us. Please.
And Greensboro was pulling fans from Greensboro, High Point, and Winston-Salem. I had a very good road system, 40 and 85 going through. So, that definitely helped. And the people there at the Greensboro Coliseum, Mr. Osius was
unbelievable. We just couldn't leave town with all the people that came all that way. I'm saying thank you.
Yeah. At the Coliseum there, we've had to open the
forum
theater, the theater there to handle overflow, and put closed circuit in.
Wow.
The highways, both 40 and 85, were backed up. The highway patrol trying to figure out what the hell was going on. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, that was a big update. We come up 85, we got off on it. Was it a Howard? Was that road?
Now they've changed the name of it. Right now it's anyway, Business 85.
Yep, but I mean, to get off at that exit and cars be backed up 5 miles, Conrad.
Wow.
From Greensboro. Yeah. We could tell, you knew what kind of crowd you were going to have, Brett, just driving up there 4 or 5 o'clock.
Mr. Crockett, you had, I'm sure, a lot of fun with WCW. I mean, you were there to the very end. You saw all the big stuff that happened, Hulk Hogan turning heel and the Nitro show at the Georgia Dome where Goldberg won, and so many great moments. But it's still the highlight of your career when you think back about your association with wrestling. Is it still this era?
Oh, yes. Yes. Because when I was at WCW, it was Turner's, not mine. Plus, I was getting always stabbed in the back constantly there. Here, you know, it was totally mine as far as the production of the event. And so, you know, I didn't mind taking, you know, the blame if something went wrong. I thoroughly enjoyed, you know, I was just hyped up. I mean, the adrenaline, I lived for it. I really did. And everybody, all of us, you know, working at, you know, the event, we were all fired up. Unbelievable. And I think, too, the atmosphere at JCP, because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, that at that time, Vince, WWF at that time, was they wanted to take over the area.
Yep.
And they weren't doing it. They really weren't. And, you know, they tried to buy our shows, time off the TV stations that we had. Most of them would not sell to them. You know, so that was something that we respected and were thankful for, that the stations, you know, were loyal to us.
Well, they were very loyal, but that was because you were so good to them for so many years. I think that's the kind of stuff that's lost in life, though, guys.
Yeah, that program directors would go to another station and they'd have a problem. Most of them used us as a lead-in to the local news, and it made their news number one in their time slot. Because we were always number one in our time slot. That's one reason Turner bought us, because we were always number one. We were the highest rated program on his station, all the hours that we had. Oh, look at this. Now, fans, think about this. Yeah, they're talking, but a lot of this, 90% ad-lib in that, right. You know, taking the opportunity, seeing it. And this is what you're going to see. It's classic. It's a learning experience that you just don't have now. You know, that now what? Everybody does all these flying, you know, they look like they have wings. They fly so much.
When do you remember that change happening, Rick, where it went from being everybody in the business sort of called it in the ring to where now there was more preparation? I mean, I know that Randy Savage liked to do that his whole career, and I think people have said that DDP really liked to, but when do you remember that just being like the new change?
You know, I'm not really sure when that was. I mean, there were a lot of guys that were where Dallas was really committed to that style, as was Randy. You know, it just, for me, it just didn't work. And as I've explained, you just never know how the crowds will react until you get out there, right?
Right.
Especially when it's a high impact move or something like that. So, I don't know when that took place. I guess everybody just started. I think it got more for guys that less experience. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have, if you started like when I did, which is like, you know, century ago, that was just unheard of. I mean, you just, the guys didn't get along well enough back when I started, even have that discussion. That makes sense. And because nobody wanted to lose. It made things pretty, really difficult. But I think because they knew it, you know, they had a great booker, the Crockett's did. They had a series of great bookers. I understood that, you know, you just have to understand that you can't win every match. And
you've got to tell a story that you can lose the win. You know, you can get your, you know, as a heel, you can lose, but then you can always get your heat back after they pin you. And
yeah, no, it's not even that. It's just, I mean, I agree with your statement, but it's what takes place in the ring. If it's a great match, people half the day don't remember what.
Yeah.
Do they walk away saying, God dang, what a hell of a match? And they can be a fan of either one or a fan of both of the opponent. Fan of the opponent or fan of the guy that wins. They walk away saying they had a hell of a match.
Well, and with you, Rick, I think in a lot of cases, the fans loved to hate you. They were the first mm-hmm. ones to throw a drink on you and spit on you. But after the show, they're the first ones in line to get your autograph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, that's working right there.
Yeah.
You know, the Hill of Ricky Morton, that's, you can't cheat a guy that. See, look at, he's going to grab Tommy. But he's going to pull Tommy in, right? Like, God dang it, Tommy. So I can hold the rope. See what I'm saying? You
it's
can't
telling
the guy that. Yeah, you can't
telling
teach the
story.
Guy that. Yeah.
Telling the story right yeah, there. And what you said, Rick, is
look at Tommy.
The fans. yeah.
It's so great, man. And it's so much energy, Tommy.
You know, you have
I love watching it.
You have to take the fans, get them in your hand, pick them up, throw them down, move them around, and tell a story for them. Get them to believe in that story. Mm-hmm. Right there. You know, that. You know, to have the
that's more
fans
solid.
Out there crying. Yeah, crying for Ricky. Oh, golly.
The little girls love him.
Oh, yeah.
Look at Tommy.
Having the time of his life, is he not? I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, he was so damn good.
You know, I want to mention as we're doing this that in order to prepare for this, man, you gotta feel.
Let Ricky go on live here.
He's firing up on you, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, look at him.
Walking it off. Look at the crowd getting with it, standing up.
Yeah. Yeah. Eddie Graham said a lot of times that he would never watch a match. He could tell you if you had a good match or not by listening in the crowd. And that's very true.
Yeah.
I heard Michael Hayes explain once that a great match is when you can make them stand up and sit back down and stand up and sit back down. And you've seen that happen a lot in this match.
Yeah.
Johnny Valentine said that on one of the trips I took with him. You know, that. Klondike Bill put up that fence. Good old Klondike.
Man, I wish he was with us for this one.
Yeah. Listen, to put up the ring, not to work with. When I saw I had to work at Klondike Bill, I go to George. What the hell? What am I going to accomplish with Klondike Bill for? At this point, I'd say to Morton, I'd say, did I get it good enough? You'd say, no, get it again. Down I go.
And the thing is, both of you are listening to the audience.
Like
the audience is not telling you what to do. You're telling the audience. You're picking them up and down.
Isn't it fun that the Rock and Roll Express are still doing their thing right now in
2022
on their farewell tour? It's so great.
They were recently in Fort Mill, South Carolina at the Strawberry Festival. Ricky Morton was there, and Ricky and Robert.
This is so fun to go back and relive this. And this is, as we said, a different era.
I just got a little bit more form right there.
I was going to say, with a cage match, you got to get a little bit of color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine us doing it like that? I mean, every night doing this.
Yeah, we should mention
the cage match, but doing an hour with them every night, the same damn thing. We pull the mask off, get the blood on me, and we do it through for an hour. I guess this is like the blow off.
But it's been building for so long. I mean, you really, honestly, did not have a day off. I mean, you have to go back. I'm trying to find one. I can't find a day off where you got.
We didn't have one.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of. Hey.
Hey. Yeah, let's put the heat on the crockets now and all day off.
They want to get a day off. Oh, no. I got to go back on the road. There's a party. I want to have a party.
Yeah. Who wants to go home?
Not me.
I mean, honest to goodness, think about this. The very next day after this match, Asheville, North Carolina, you do a matinee show, you and Ricky in a Texas death match.
Yeah.
And that night you're doing a TV taping at the Dorton Arena.
Yeah.
I mean, the very next day. And it's not like you had the day off before. Sure, it was the 5th of July, but you were in Memphis at the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah.
Working with Nikita Koloff. And
I thought we were going to Jerry Lawler.
It's unbelievable, man. The idea that this isn't like the match you had that week. This is the one you had that day to the next day, and we're back to the races.
I know. You know, I just don't think people will ever understand.
You know, and I have to say, in some ways, I don't understand, but I'm glad you did it. You know, that, you know, the condition that all of you were in, it just, you know.
Well, you know, it's funny. I got a pacemaker now from my surgeries. But they don't want to put a pacemaker on for 20 years because my resting heart rate was 34.
Wow.
So if you do 500 free strikes in the morning and rest for an hour every night, it doesn't matter what you drink. Your heart is getting a good workout. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, my natural heart rate's 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my pacemaker is set on 60. But when I'm training now with Rob, I've taken it up to 204.
Wow.
So
that's good. Good for it.
Well, I don't know whether or not.
you'll know one of these days.
it's a question. That's a question mark.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? We just laugh and have fun this whole time. I love working with him.
And people go, "You're having fun." Here you're bleeding, you're running into the steel cage, and you're having fun. That's why it's not clicking in their heads. How can you have fun doing this? You know, beating yourself or someone beating you.
It's what we do.
Yeah.
What we do. Boy, if we weren't part of it, we were mad.
You know, it would be like a professional football player, a basketball player. Look at the punishment they take. But they don't play every day, you know, whereas you guys wrestle just about every day, twice sometimes.
Yeah. Twice a lot of times.
Yeah.
No, you know, I'm happy for the athletes today that they have the ability to not have to go. They don't want to. I don't understand why a guy would at a big game wouldn't play if you had a soft toe or something like that. That's making $47 million a year. But at the same time, it's a different time in sports. So I respect what's going on.
There it is. The Nature Boy gets his hand raised in the cage. You best everyone's hero. Battered, bloody, worse for wear, but you're leaving with the hardware. And what a fun time this was, man. Going back and reliving one of the biggest shows in JCP history, the second largest crowd ever. What a performance by Ricky Morton. But the Nate still came away with the world title. What'd you think of that one, Mr. Crockett, watching it back?
I love it every time I see it. Yeah, it brings back fantastic, great memories. And fans, you're gonna see this. You're gonna leave Nashville with great memories. You really are. It's just gonna goosebumps. Yeah, is what I think of it.
I got the Johnson tape ready, baby.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah, what a great time. Thanks, guys.
Join us in Nashville. Starcast bracelets go on sale this Friday at noon. Starcast.com is the place to hook it up. You can also find out where all the hotel discounts are. Starcast.com has all of that information. And next Friday, the 27th, mark it down, boys and girls. Ric Flair's last match. Tickets go on sale. We've got a special ringside seat for you. Lots of other fun stuff coming. Stay tuned at Starcast Events on Twitter. We'll have all the details. But RicFlair'sLastMatch.com is where you want to be next Friday. And next Wednesday, we're going to be joined, Rick, by Ricky Morton. How about that? Come on.
All right.
Oh, yes.
We'll see you guys next week right here on To Be The Man with the Nature Boy.